Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective. Today and all week, we're continuing our annual look back at the year in the pro-life movement. Yesterday, I was happy to share some key developments in legislation at the federal level. Today, I want to focus on pro-life victories at the state level. Last year at this time, we shared with you that Nebraska had become the first state in the nation to enact the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. This model law, drafted by National Right to Life, was a first of its kind in the nation, which prohibits abortion after the unborn child is capable of experiencing pain. As our Director of State Legislation, Mary Spalding Balch, has noted, modern medical science provides substantial compelling evidence that unborn children recoil from painful stimuli, that their stress hormones increase when they are subjected to any painful stimuli, and that they require anesthesia for fetal surgery. Therefore, the states have a compelling interest in protecting unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. I'm thrilled to report that four states joined Nebraska in acting upon that compelling interest. Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, and Oklahoma enacted their own versions of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, based on National Right to Life's model. Efforts were also undertaken to pass the law in Oregon, Massachusetts, and Minnesota. And though those efforts fell short this year, Right to Lifers are poised to come back in the spring legislative session and work for passage in many states. Another major state legislative milestone occurred in June when the New Hampshire State Legislature took a stand for the rights of parents and their minor daughters by overriding the pro-abortion governor's veto of the New Hampshire Parental Notification Bill. The law requires that abortionists give written notice to at least one parent or guardian of a minor girl 48 hours prior to performing an abortion. The law had previously passed both the State House of Representatives and the State Senate by large margins. Also this summer, Right to Life advocates led by North Carolina Right to Life celebrated a major victory when the state's House and Senate voted to override pro-abortion Governor Beverly Perdue's veto of the Women's Right to Know Bill. The informed consent law, which had been a decade-long priority of North Carolina Right to Life, provides that a booklet containing scientifically accurate information about risks, alternatives, and information on the development of the unborn child be offered to the mother at least 24 hours prior to an abortion so that she might have the chance to read and understand the information. The law also provides that an ultrasound image of the unborn child be displayed at least 4 hours prior to an abortion so that the mother might view it. In October, a federal district court judge, responding to a petition filed by pro-abortion advocates, including two Planned Parenthood affiliates, enjoined the ultrasound provision of the law from taking effect. At the time of the injunction, Mary Spalding Balch asked, "What are abortion advocates afraid of? Probably that when mothers see the recognizable images of their unborn children as they kick and move inside the womb with beating hearts, abortionists will lose business." Our thanks and congratulations go out to our state Right to Life affiliates for their leadership and dedication in seeing these laws enacted. We cannot say enough about the dedicated activists who worked with our affiliates to encourage their legislators to vote for these laws which protect unborn children and their mothers. But with the spring legislative session just a few weeks away, we know there's still more to do. I want to encourage you to take a stand and get involved. You can find more information about how to contact the Right to Life affiliate in your state at prolifeperspective.com. And be sure to join us again tomorrow as we take a look at the pro-life year in review.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.